Zakiya McCorkle is a senior graduating from Juno Douglas High School, Yada Atkakle.
It's been hard, I'm not gonna lie. It's definitely like not the average senior experience, having to be like always with your family. So it's definitely been a challenge.
She's one of the many students who has had to navigate a disrupted school year because of the pandemic.
My priority mainly has been my health. I have a bad immune system. So I've just been really like locking down and holding up and kind of like borderline paranoid. But like, I know it's for the best. I'm an extrovert, so this is like really hard.
Juno's graduating seniors have had a whole host of experiences that have informed the way the pandemic has impacted their school year. Some are dealing with housing and health insecurity, others have struggled with online classes and mental health, and many more have been floundering with their endless free time. Max Wheat, a graduate at Yokosuke Takahiri High School, says that he and his friends have mainly experienced boredom while finishing their senior year at home. He says that's a relief, since he had expected mental health issues to soar in his community. Max is looking forward to when he can hug others again.
Yeah, you see a friend, give him a hug. You see your uncle you haven't seen forever, give him a hug. You know what I mean? It's just going to be good.
Despite uncertainty about the future, he's thrilled to be graduating.
You know, I've been telling my friends I'm not all excited about it, but I stayed up till like 3 in the morning last night just thinking about it. I'm happy. I can't stop thinking about it.
For Zakiya McCorkle, the pandemic has reaffirmed her commitment to tackling social inequality after graduation. She intends to work at Job Corps, a free vocational training program by the United States Department of Labor, and wants to one day open a domestic violence shelter.
The rates have drastically shot up for domestic violence, and I feel like it's something that like we're obviously becoming more aware of, but we still don't have enough like resources for those that are in need. I've kind of always cared about like other people's circumstances. I'm a very empathetic person. And most of high school was just like me trying to pursue how to help others, like from joining teen council or from doing lead on. Like I put myself in groups and study on situations so I can better address like everything, like from domestic violence to LGBT circumstances or bad situations.
As for what she's looking forward to after graduating?
Freedom.
She answers without hesitation.
Like little things from, I don't know, going to classes that I choose to go to or eating ice cream when I want to. A pandemic won't stop me. Like, though I have a bad immune system, you just got to keep smiling, you know? I don't know. I think time is really precious, and I don't think we should be wasting it on anything that we think is not worth it. Whether that's like friends you have or jobs you're pursuing, if you don't see yourself loving it or if you're not enjoying what you're doing, why do it? I don't know. That could just be me sounding young, but like, I don't see the point.
In Juno, this is Mandy Nguyen.